跟住之后呢就单车意外数据文件编号35/24，咁啊请各委员提出意见。啊美红哥。
唔該主席，我想問一下警方呢，即係呢啲單車數即係意外嘅數據裏面當中有幾多個係涉及一啲電動車嘅一啲意外呀？係啦，因為即係我自己都收到啲市民就反映㗎嘛，即係我自己對於電動車嗰方面呢，即係合法化呢我就冇意見嘅。咁不過而家未合法化之前呢，即係其實有時啲電動車就冇規管啦，冇限速啦，咁就係冇限速嘅情況之下亦都非常容易發生意外啦。咁我自己都收過一啲將軍澳嘅居民反映，就係話差啲被電動車撞親。咁啊甚至嗨到咁嘅情况。咁所以我都想了解一下文件里面嘅呢堆数字有冇涉及电动车嘅一啲意外数字呢，咁呢个第一个问题啦。咁第二个问题就係、是、就住呢电动车嘅一啲意外啊或者一啲反应嘅话呢，其实部门可以点样跟进呢？即係譬如系咪警方可以即係再加密巡逻啦，其次运输署有冇一啲角色可以做到呢？唔該。
好，有冇其他委员提问？冇嘅话咧，请警方代表作出回应。
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Regarding the number of accidents involving electric bicycles, as far as I'm aware, none of the reported accidents have actually involved electric bicycles. But I'll double check those figures. But I believe it's none. Now, for electric bicycles, we regard those as electric.Mobility devices, EMD, so that's an issue which we take very seriously in Zhonghua No. As the panel will know, they're actually illegal to use those on public roads. So we generally conduct special operations at least once every 1 or 2 months where we will target the illegal use of those, in particular at locations such as Tongchanggai and the areas around Popcorn, those kind of areas where there's heavy pedestrian flow.Where a lot of food delivery people use these electric bicycles, causing danger to other pedestrians. So we conduct regular operations for those, and we will arrest people using those. So we conducted an operation several weeks ago where we arrested around 10 people for those offences. So we do take those very seriously.
好，唔該啊。第一即係都希望可以加密嗰個次數啦，因為即係如果一至兩個月嘅話，即係一啲行動可能未必足夠咁樣嘅，係啦。即係嗰個呢方面嘅次數係咪可以加密呢？第二樣嘢地點嗰度咧，咁我都想反映一下嘅，即係除咗 Popcorn 嗰邊之外咧，咁啊環保大道啦、康城路嗰邊咧，都有時都會收到一啲街坊反映，就係啲電動車咁啊差啲撞到佢哋咁樣啦。即係所以希望警方都可以喺以上呢兩個位置可以加密巡邏啦。第三就係頭先運輸署未有一個回覆啦，即係除咗警方嘅一啲巡查之外，咁啊運輸署呢方面有冇啲角色可以做到咧？唔該。
係，有冇警方有冇補充？咁啊，如果冇補充就冇補充就運輸署有冇補充？
正如即係警方頭先都提及啦，即係喺啲公共道路嗰度去使用一啲電動可移動工具咧，就違法嘅。咁其他資料我哋就暫時即係而家冇嘅。咁如果有需要就之後再補充咯。唔該，主席。
好，咁啊，有冇其他提問？冇嘅話咧，我哋就備悉以上文件。